I'm Pete Fox with your NBC Sports Audio Update. From the NBA schedule tonight on the hardwood in Milwaukee, really the best series in the semifinals, Celtics and Bucks. Milwaukee with an opportunity to finish this series off at home at Fiserv. They tip on ESPN at 7:30, and according to PointsBet, they are 1.5-point favorites. Then the nightcap at 10 Eastern on ESPN in San Francisco at Chase Center. The 2-seed Memphis Grizz facing elimination, so the Warriors a chance to advance, leading 3-2, coming in as 8-point favorites. From the PGA Tour, a look at the leaderboard from the Byron Nelson. Ryan Palmer has jumped to the top of the leaderboard. After a 10-under round of 62, he is at 15-under par, tied there with David Skins. Justin Lauer is one off the lead after a 66, tied there with Sebastian Munoz. And Charles Schwartzel is two back at 13-under par after a 65. Well, Saturday is going to be spectacular for hockey fans as we will have three Game 7s, or is it Games 7? The first one underway at 4:30 Eastern in Raleigh, North Carolina at PNC Arena after the Bruins took care of business in Game 6, winning that comfortably, forcing a Game 7 in Raleigh against the Hurricanes. Again, it starts at 4:30 on ESPN. The second game of the day will be north of the border in Toronto, where they drop the puck at 7 Eastern on TNT, Lightning and Maple Leafs. Tampa Bay winning Game 6 in overtime. They led 2-0. That lead would slip as the Leafs rallied. But Toronto could not finish things off as Braden Point netted the game winner at the 18-minute mark of overtime to give the Lightning the 4-3 lead, forcing a Game 7 there. And the day will wrap up in Edmonton at Rogers Place, 10 Eastern on ESPN. After the Kings could not take advantage of home ice and finish off the Oilers, they were down 2-0, rallied to tie the game at 2 early in the third. But Jonathan Quick gave up a soft one for the Kings, and the Oilers go on to win it 4-2. Again, that Game 7, 10 Eastern on ESPN in Edmonton. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Pete Fox.